afternoon, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the press conference for head coach Jack Del Rio. We will begin with some opening remarks from our owner, Mr. Davis. Then we'll pass over to our general manager, Reggie McKenzie, followed by Coach Del Rio. And then we'll open it up for questions.
Ready? January 16th, 2015. It's a great day for the Raiders. And it's a great day to be a Raider. I want to start off with two things. Number one, today is my mom's birthday, and I want to wish her a happy birthday and tell her I love you, Mom. Secondly, Mark Bedain, who's been with the Raiders for 23 years, is now going to become the president of the Raiders, moving up from CFO, so the interim tag has been taken off of him. Thirdly, I want to introduce, with pride, the pride of the Hayward High School Farmers, the next head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Jack Del Rio. And I'm going to let Reggie introduce him for you.
Good afternoon, guys. Again, tell Mrs. D I said happy birthday. That's all right. It's a great day today. When the season ended, Mark and I together set out to find the next coach to lead the Raiders into the future. And that process began by us casting a wide net to interview coaches. This process was thorough and comprehensive with Mark and I. And the process led us to the best man for the job. And the best man, Jack Del Rio. Coach Del Rio has the experience and the success as a proven head coach. Jack Del Rio will bring toughness, discipline, and passion that this organization values. Coach Del Rio is a true Raider. Coach Del Rio is the man to lead the Raider organization into the future. You know, some 30 years ago, Jack and I entered the draft in 1985. Jack was drafted a lot higher than I was, but I was a better player. That's my evaluation. Without further ado, everyone, I would like to introduce the Raiders head coach, Coach Jack Del Rio.
Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Mark Davis, for this opportunity. Thank you, Raider organization, from the Raider organization and the Raider Nation, the greatest fan base in the world. Thank you for such a warm welcome. I want to thank right away my wife, Linda. 30 years of being in this league, 28 years married, and she's just a beautiful lady and done a wonderful job with our family. And I appreciate that. My kids, Lauren, Hope, Aubrey, and Luke, I know they're all out there watching. They learned how to give Dad an ice bag. They learned how to move and make new friends. And so just want to say thank you to them. And I am really, really excited to be in this position. I'm honored. I'm very grateful, very humbled. And getting to know the front office that Mark Davis has put together and Reggie, these are bright people, and I'm really excited to work with them. It's been very impressive getting to know them and getting this start in the short amount of time that I've got to know, Mark Bedain, who was just given a nice promotion, deservedly so, Dan Ventrelli, Tom Delaney, and many others. This is a strong building. I'm excited to join this group of men and pursue the idea and the goal of bringing back the Raiders to greatness. This is an organization that has been an excellent organization for a number of years, and it's fallen on some hard times recently, but the foundation is in place for us to be great again. I'd like to look at this moment. It's really not really about me, even though I'm being introduced as the new head coach. I think it's more about we. I'd like to look at this as a unifying moment in the course of the history of the Raider Nation and this football team, this organization, this family. You know, Reggie and I unified in building this roster strong, unified in assembling a very strong coaching staff, and unified in doing everything in our power to make everybody that's a part of this organization proud. We want to create a winning culture, and a winning culture is one where people come to work every day excited to be there. We want to create a winning culture where people are looking forward to going into work, where they understand the sacrifice that is needed. We all sacrifice for each other. We can accomplish great things, and that's what I'm looking to build here. We will bring toughness. Reggie spoke to that. We both believe in that. And everything we do, we want to be tough. And I'm talking about physically and, most importantly, mentally. You know, one of the strong things that I think that I've been fortunate enough to be able to instill in some of the teams and players that I've been with is a mindset that we're in control of what we do. We're in control of our agenda. It doesn't matter how the perception reads outside of our building. It's our locker room. It's up to us. I want to empower the players in the locker room to be accountable, to step forward, to take the team, to take the torch, and to build this thing great again. And it happens by the players. This is a player's game. It takes more than talent. We're gonna look to acquire talent. It takes more than talent. It takes more than scheme. It really is that mentality, that mindset, that if you really look at each and every successful organization, there is that mindset that permeates the building. We're going to teach. We're going to develop. We're going to make sure that our guys are well-conditioned. And then we're going to compete. And we have a lot of work to do, and I'm excited to be here, excited to get started. So with that, I think we can turn it over to questions.
Well, I want to hire him again.
Please raise your hand and wait for a mic and identify who you are and what outlet you're with. We'll begin with Fallon.
Okay. Fallon Smith, Comcast Sportsnet. When you look at the roster, what do you feel the biggest needs are?
Well, the first order of business will be for us to go through the roster and evaluate it and formulate a game plan going forward. So that is we are just beginning that process.
Rick Tittle, 95.7 The Game, home of the Raiders. Last 13 years, several men have sat where you're sitting and promised better days. Fan base got excited. It didn't happen. What are some of the tangible things you're going to do to ensure that under your watch the Raiders will get to those better days?
Well, Rick, I think the biggest thing is that there is a mentality that has to be pervasive in the building. There is an understanding of some of the fundamental beliefs that I believe are part of playing good football. And some of that is so fundamental that it's not exciting to talk about. You know, being able to stack a block, shed a block, take the proper angle, pursue together, swarm together as a defense, tackle in the open field, get guys down, play from beginning to end with a mental fortitude that says we will not, we refuse to lose, we refuse to let people score. And you work on those things day in and day out. So There's not one thing. There's not a magic wand that anybody can wave. It's a process. We're going to work hard on that starting today and moving forward.
Malika Bobineau with the Oakland Post.
Hey there.
Hi. It's kind of a two-part question. Not sure how many games you saw last year of the Raiders, but what
I saw two.
You saw two. Sometimes that's all you need.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Sometimes that's all you need. What's your assessment, and how do you develop Derek Carr more? And from what you saw as a rookie, how well did he did? I'm sorry, three-part. And do you keep the O-line intact? Because he did really well for that type of protection.
Okay, thank you. First of all, you know, in looking at this opportunity, yes, it's coming home. Yes, I'm from this area. And, yes, I'm a lifelong Raider. Okay, I've been a Raider fan all my life. My dad took me, and I sat in the stands and rooted way back when. And so I followed them in my heart the entire time. That's not the main reason I came back. I was blessed with this opportunity and agreed to take this job because of a lot of factors. And it starts with knowing that there's good leadership in place that I believe I can work with, that we can build this team, that we can help the running game be strong, the defense be strong, and Derek Carr be developed. And so it's not all about him doing it all by himself. And as an organization, you know, we have a lot to do, but we understand where we're going and how we're going to get there. And part of that is making sure that a good young talent like Derek is not asked to do too much, that he does have a great support system around him. Thank you.
Hi, this is Vic Tafer from the Chronicle, San Francisco. Similar question for both Jack and Mark. Jack, when in this process did you know you wanted this job? And Mark, I know Tony Sperano was in the building until Tuesday. When did you realize that Jack was the guy that you wanted for this job?
You want me to go first? I met with Jack on a Sunday last, I guess it was about 10 days ago, in Denver on my own. And we had an unbelievable talk. And I realized then that he was definitely somebody that I would be interested in having lead this team. After that, the process that Reggie and I had going out was to interview a wide net of people. And if there were people that we felt would be of interest to the other person, then we would bring them in for a second interview with the group, with Mark Bedane, Dan Ventrelli, Tom Delaney, Coach Madden, and we would talk. And we spent about 7 hours the other day with Jack. And after that interview, I knew that Jack Del Rio was the one that I wanted to lead this franchise into the future. And Reggie and I, during that discussion and all, took off for a hour-long, five-minute talk. And we both came to the conclusion that it was best for this organization. So Jack Del Rio is our coach. And that was important to me, and it was important to Reggie. And that's how we came to the decision. That's when I knew that he was going to be the man.
And what part did you leave for me there, Vic?
You wanted to be here?
Well, it was a matter of going through that process, and at the completion of that process, I knew this was something that that I wanted. I think, you know, my appreciation for the people that are in place, you know, having a history with Reggie, knowing Reggie, we know each other personally. Reggie's done a nice job. I said if you have drafts like you did last year, every year, we're going to be in great shape. So, but in all seriousness, there's a mutual respect there, and then getting to know, you know, some of the guys that that Mark Davis has assembled in the front office. I think obviously I spoke to that earlier. I'm very impressed with the guys that I'm going to be working with on a day to day, or that we're going to be working with together on a day to day basis to build this thing. And I think the right pieces are in place to have success.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Mark, Jack's already been linked to some pretty big names as far as coordinators who are probably going to have a hefty price tag. I want to know from you, what was your commitment to him as far as what resources he'll have to go out and assemble the best staff? And Jack, how much did that factor into your decision?
I let Jack know that he'll have all the resources he needs to do that.
Exactly. And we're working on a list, and you know, there's a group of people that we're interested in, and I'd really prefer not to share, you know, Raider business, you know, with everybody out there that we're competing against. But I can assure you that we have a very strong group of people that are excited about coming here and joining this organization, and we're just going to work through that list and kind of take care of business as we can. But we're not going to, you know, get into kind of going through a list of who that might be. It was important to understand that there would be structure in place that would allow financial commitment, that would allow us to get some of the top talent, and Mark has indicated that is the case. And so that was obviously a nice piece of this, a big part of it.
Josh Giebau with Associated Press. Mark, you talked about how when you first met with Jack a couple weeks ago, right away you realized he was the guy. What was it about that meeting? What was it about him?
Well, it's kind of funny. When we first had a talk about even having a meeting, I told Jack that I think I'm going to go in a different direction, and I'm thinking about going more offensive as the head coach because we have a young quarterback and everything. And Jack said, whoa, stop. I know about offense as well. And when we met and he dissected the Raiders' roster and was able to tell me about each offensive player and tell me who he thought, how they ranked and how they did it, was pretty amazing to me that he had just spent a whole season up in Denver but knew our offensive roster as well as anybody. And that showed me that he's ready to be here and take that part of the anxiety out of me about going with another defensive coach.
Chuck and Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. There's been a lot of uncertainty about the Raiders' future, even here in Oakland. And I'm just wondering how comfortable you are with that situation, with not really being sure what's going to happen and even where this team is maybe going to play in a year or two.
Well, I'm comfortable with Mark and I talking about that subject, and the answer being that we are, you know, committed to making it work here in Oakland. And that's all I needed to hear.
Mike Wagerman, ESPN.com. Jack, you've obviously been a head coach before. In what ways are you that same guy that you were in Jacksonville? In what ways are you maybe different?
Mike, I think when you have experience on the job, there's nothing like it. 9 years of sitting in the head coach chair and having the responsibilities, understanding the decisions that have to be made, the things that are coming, how you assemble a staff, how you organize the team, how you motivate the team, how you teach and coach and instill discipline and all the things that you want to do, just being able to put that through. You have an idea when you're a young coach of what you think it would be, and then the reality of being a head coach sets in. So I think there's been tremendous growth. It also was very beneficial to, after being a head coach, get the past 3 years to go back and be a coordinator in a successful group, because I was able to see things from a different perspective, and I think that adds to the learning and to some of the wisdom that hopefully I can bring and share.
Kind of to follow up of what Mark Davis just said, yeah, you are a defensive-minded guy, but what is your offensive philosophy?
My offensive philosophy is to score points. No, I'm sorry. Fallon, I would just say that, you know, when you become a head coach, which I was for 9 years, you're interested in all three phases playing well. You want to play complementary football. You want to take advantage of the talents that you have. You become an offensive guy as well. So it's not I lost that defensive guy, you know, label for 3 years, or for 9 years, and then the last 3 years I went back and coached defense again. So I think when you're a head coach, you're in charge of all of it. And if you look at some of the top head coaches in our game, a couple that are playing this weekend, you know, Bill Belichick was a defensive guy. And he's doing a pretty good job with his offense. He's gone through a lot of different coordinators, and he continues to do a good thing. It didn't work for him when he started in Cleveland either. So, you know, Pete Carroll is a defensive guy, right, in his background, but he's doing a pretty good job up there in Seattle with their offense and with their team. So I think when you hire a head coach, you get that. You get a head coach, and he's, you know, there are a lot of good schemers out there. There are a lot of good coaches out there that are talented and have ideas, and I see myself more as a leader of the coaching staff and a leader of the organization that is able to influence not only the defensive side but the offensive side and special teams as well.
Jack, Kevin Radich, KGO Radio. Can you talk about some of the top influences, the people that you've coached under and played for that have made the most impact on your life?
Sure, Kevin. Let me just say that when I was asked this question in the interview, that might have caused it to go over so long, right? Because I started with my CYO coach, Jim Reed, who was a great coach, by the way, because he instilled in us, he would never let us say, if we win when we were in a tournament. It was always, when we win, this is who we're going to play. So it goes way back. I mean, I'm still close with all my high school coaches from Hayward High. They all had an impact on me. And, you know, John Robinson brought me to Southern Cal. He had an impact on me. Just throughout my whole career, I mean, it's really every step of the way. I would say that once I became a player in the National Football League, I would say the guys that had the greatest impact on me, I think Jimmy Johnson reminded me of the passion necessary to play at a high level, the commitment necessary. And I remain in touch with Jimmy. And I think then I would say Denny Green, as far as his organization. He was a great man to play for. I really loved my time with Denny in Minnesota. And he taught me a lot about the taking care of the player and making sure the player is fresh on Sunday, because the last 4 years I had with Denny were the first 4 years that I was allowed to be fresh on Sundays the way I thought I should be. And I thought Denny did a great job of that. In the coaching world, Mike Ditka gave me my start. You know, he brings raw passion and love for the game. And you just keep going. Brian Billick, you know, helped me with some of the organizational skills and things like that. So the guy who actually got me into coaching is Tony Dungy. He was my mentor, guy that I have a lot of respect for as a man and as a coach. And so Tony was very influential in getting me started and even considering coaching. So a lot of different people. Hopefully I didn't bore you with that long answer right there.
Albert Breer from NFL Network. Reggie, Mark, what criteria that you were looking for did Jack really hit? And, you know, in, as part of that, how important was creating the right environment for your young quarterback now that you found the guy?
Well, number one, for the culture and the environment that I wanted in the locker room, Jack, all the questions that we had in that regard, Jack hit it on the head. In creating the winning attitude, creating the, want to talk about passion, and you're talking about toughness and the steps on how we're going to go about that. Just talking about accountability. Leadership within the locker room. All of that permeates through where the coaches don't have to micromanage, you know. And that's what it's all about, creating those guys to do it for themselves. And when you're talking about what we saw in Jack, the leadership, number one, the experience and what he learned from being the head coach those 9 years, all right, both good and bad. It's the experience that he learned, recognizing what he did wrong and right and facing it and then knowing how to correct it, went through all of that. And that was paramount when we talk about bringing this team in 2015 on an upward swing, all right? We wanted that experience. In the end, the experience was paramount, you know. And like I said, Jack is a great leader. I mean, it's no bones about that. From the research, you know, it's not just the interview. What we talk about, a thorough process, it was many people who we talked to, you know, aside from Coach Joe Rio. So it was a lot that factored into that.
And as far as just creating the right environment for
the quarterback, obviously, that position. Oh, yes, and that's what we talked about when we were talking about getting these lists of assistant coaches together. And that's when you surround yourself with a great staff, and that's what we talked about thoroughly, and that's going to help. And also the players that you continue to bring in, playmakers on the outside, protection, the defense, the run game, all of that. We talked about every aspect to try to help surround Derek with whatever we have to improve and win.
Levi Damian, SB Nation, right over here. 3 years ago when you left Jacksonville and the Raiders were looking for a head coach at that time as well, were there ever any discussions or considerations with the Raiders or between you and the Raiders, and what changed between then and now to make this the right time for this hire to happen?
Are you asking me?
Well, I'm asking both of you. From your perspective, what changed with the Raiders to make this the right hire at this time, and from the Raiders' perspective?
I would think you'd ask Reggie that.
You're talking to
both, either or.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's start over again, because you know you were looking at Jack, and
I'm trying to let you guys handle that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Hey,
it's kind of two part, really. I wanted to hear the perspective of both sides from Reggie and Mark, or just Reggie,
okay,
if you will,
yeah, that's fine.
and Jack Del Rio's perspective.
Okay.
As well. I'll ask it again. 3 years ago when you left the Jaguars, the Raiders were looking for a head coach at that time. Were there any discussions between the Raiders and yourself about the possibility of becoming the head coach, or were there any considerations among the Raiders in particular of bringing Jack Del Rio in as head coach?
I got you.
What has changed between then and now to make this the right time to do it?
Okay, so you asked me 3 years ago when I did this. Okay. Yes, I did have a conversation with Jack Del Rio. He had gotten released. We did have a conversation, a couple of conversations over the phone in 2012. So at that time, when he got released, in my evaluation, let's wait. You know, when you talk about getting released right off the bat, 3 years ago, that was my mentality. You know, when he finished his first time head coaching period, and I was looking for something new at that time. So, but this time, the experience that he's had, the 3 years that as being a defensive coordinator, being able to step back and see what he's done, and then going through the interview process, the information gathered, and then sitting down with him for 7-8 hours. That was all I needed, and that was the difference. You know, I didn't interview him 3 years ago, but I talked to him a couple of times over the phone.
I would just follow up and say that I think after 9 years, I needed a little rejuvenation, really. I feel like the last 3 years have been very beneficial in terms of me being re-energized, rejuvenated, whatever you would like to call it, where, you know, I was able to kind of collect myself, go through some of the things that went well, that didn't go well, process, make sure that, my thoughts going forward were to be to not make mistakes again where I had made mistakes, to do the things that I did well before, do them even better, and just basically grow from the experience and, you know, hopefully be able to utilize that knowledge and apply it now with this great opportunity.
I have two questions. The first one is for Mark. Mark, this organization has a long history of hiring mostly men who have not been head coaches before, usually getting their first shot. And I'm just wondering why at this stage with the Raiders is it important to have someone who's gone through this before, who has 9 years as a head coach under his belt?
I think the current structure of the players with younger players coming in and trying to build a foundation, I think it's important to have somebody that's got the experience that they can believe in and trust in, that's been there and done it before. When it gets tough, when the going gets tough, they have to look to somebody that they can believe in. And I think that's one of the ingredients that I felt was important to me. And I think all of the people that I interviewed had that experience in there.
And Jack, what tangible benefit what can you bring being a Raider fan, knowing the culture of this team so well as you do? I mean, you said that's not why you came, but is there anything tangible that you bring to this organization because of that background? And can you maybe share a favorite moment or a memory that really stands out?
There are many, many memories, fond memories that stand out. I think the one thing that I'm aware of is that this is a great organization, that this has a great history of tremendous football players and coaches that have come through here and been a part of what has now become the Raider Nation. This fan base is the best in the world. I mean, it's been incredible, the outpouring of love and welcoming, you know, coming my way and coming to way of our family. So it, I think an appreciation of that, having seen that greatness, having seen what it should be here, really fuels me. And, you know, we just want to make the great players that watch and continue to support, we want to make them proud. You know, we want to feel that legacy, and make sure that we understand what we're living up to. And so I think that's part of it. I think there's a great, rich tradition of excellence here, and we want to do everything in our power to bring that back. And I believe together we can. I believe that we have really good people here, and together we can do that.
Coach, Colin Resch with ABC7 right here.
Hey, Colin.
You've been in this division the last 3 years. You've studied this division. You've seen the trend. The Raiders finished strong last year. Is part of the allure that you're looking at these other teams, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Broncos, and saying, well, the Raiders are going in this direction. Maybe the other teams might not be that you can take them to that next level. Do you see that trending that way?
Well, I think certainly – there's no other way to trend from where we're sitting right now. We know we have to go up. I think certainly I have a great appreciation and understanding of the other teams in this division. I know it is a competitive division. I do believe that this is a good time to be here. There are things that need to be done, but I do believe, obviously I believe that we have a chance to be successful. I would not have, you know, put my name behind it. And but like I said, it's about us. It's about what we can do, and we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Jack, Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. Wondering what kind of reaction have you got from, have you talked to Gary Clark or Jeff Rankin or Vicinius or your friends Andy Miller? I know he was thrilled when he found out you were coming back. Just sort of the local reaction of the community that you were, you know, involved with for so long. What's that been like?
Overwhelming, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great, you know. And yes, they've all reached out. I haven't had the time or a chance to really sit and kind of take it all in, because it's a whirlwind, and there are a lot of things that have to be done that are taking priority. But just a text, you know, responding saying thank you, you know, appreciate that, and looking forward to being able to get together.
Question, Reggie. Tim Cowick, American News. Mark made it pretty clear that this, Jack's, both your guys. How important was that to you that Mark was involved in this process, that Mark is invested in this process, maybe different than the last time around?
Very important. I mean, we set out from the beginning. We're gonna cast this wide net to interview these guys and figure out how to get them all done. And Mark was very involved. It was important for for both of us to do it united front here.
And Mark, does Jack report to you or does he report to Reggie?
He reports to both of us. We work together, and I report to them.
Is that different than it was for the last coach?
No, I don't think so. It's how the coaches had determined how they wanted to act. I believe Tony Sperano made a great effort to reach out to me on a consistent basis, and I was really happy about that. And let me say this, Tony Sperano did a phenomenal job here as the Raiders, and it's not a derogatory thing that he's not here, sitting here getting this job today. Yeah, I'm thankful for everything that he did for us.
Scott Baer from Comcast Sportsnet. This question is for Jack. When you evaluate this roster, do you believe that that this collection of talent is close to being able to turn things around and be competitive in this division?
I believe that there are some good pieces in place, and there is some work to be done. And as I indicated earlier, I don't believe it's just about talent. I think it's you have to have talent. It's not just about scheme. You have to have scheme. I think it's a combination of things. So there's some work to be done on the roster, no question. We want to make it as competitive as possible. We will compete in free agency. We will compete in the draft. We will compete in assembling a football team and teaching and coaching, and then go compete on Sundays in the fall. But you know, there are some good pieces in place to begin with.
Marcus Thompson again, Barry News Group. Reggie, you have quite a bounty again to spend this offseason. I wanted to know your assessment of how you did with last season's offseason bounty. And Jack, what would be your role as you go into spending this money that you have available?
Well, for one, free agency is that's not the first way I want to build a team. It's through the draft. It's always been my philosophy. But when you have to piece some things together, especially if you don't get the number one type guys, you try to make it work. And I think we had some guys that were productive for us, and we had some that were not. So you're going to hit them. As many of the guys that we had to sign, you're going to hit and miss on a couple. But we felt good about a lot of the guys that we signed and the production that they gave us. And moving forward, some of these guys will continue to do that.
Yeah, we'll evaluate, share information, evaluate, and help make good decisions on how we put it all together. So it's, you do what you can this time of year to first evaluate your own roster. You know, then you complete the staff. You know, then you get your calendar in place, and you just start working at the process. You know, that's what we're going to need to do: be very thorough, know our own guys best. You know, before we start the process, know our own, have a real thorough evaluation on our own roster, and start there, and then get to know the rest of those that may become available. Obviously, you lose some of those guys, get signed back by their team. So it's a fluid process. It's one that there's a lot of work involved in, and a lot of sharing of information. And we'll work through that with our staffs.
Jack, Rick Tittle again.
Hey, Rick.
Last few years, the defense here has been hemorrhaging points, and you come with a resume of top 10 defenses throughout. During game day, are you the type of head coach that's going to call defense, or is your DC going to have full control of that?
Yeah, it just depends on the situation. Who we acquire as the defensive coordinator, how I assess his play calling abilities and readiness and those types of things. And if it were a veteran guy hired that I had complete trust in to call game day, then I'd let that go. If it's a younger guy that is being groomed and maybe a first time, I might help him along that process. But that's something that, you know, you work through with your staff to make sure that at the end of the day, we're going to play good defense here. We're going to have a good offense. We're going to be a good football team. But we'll put the staff together, and however it works best, however we can maximize the abilities on the staff, that's how we'll go about it.
Jack Malaika, Bobineau again.
You're taking over a team that's pretty much maintained the same record for the past 3 years. How do you change the morale with a group of young guys and let them know that this year is different from previous years? I know Dennis Allen used to always say, we'll just get better. We have to work to get better. How do you make them believe this time it's different?
Well, I think, you know, hopefully they can see the track record and the blueprint that we can accomplish special things if we're willing to work, if we're willing to sacrifice, we're willing to condition, if we're willing to embrace some of the basic fundamentals that we need to be good at and drill them over and over, we're going to make it competitive. And we're looking for that mentality within our group. And we want leaders to emerge in the locker room from the players themselves, where they're carrying the torch in the locker room and they're accountable and holding each other accountable. And when we do all those things, then we'll grow and we'll improve and we'll strengthen. And we'll win.
With your experience, obviously,
in
being in this position, do you feel that it's necessary to go back to the basics?
It's always necessary to go back to the basics. It is one of my core beliefs is that you don't ever forget about the fundamentals. You need to work on the fundamentals. And that is not something that goes away when we are in shorts practices. You know, so much of our work in today's NFL is in shorts. And we've got to be able to tackle and to do things like that in shorts. And guys will understand and learn how to work on blocking and tackling and some of the basic fundamentals that we have to be good at. We'll be able to execute those techniques in shorts.
This is for Reggie. Reggie, the first 3 years you've been here, been a huge roster turnover. Will that be the case again this year? Is that needed again this offseason?
Not as much. I think it's still need for some turnover, but the extreme part, no. The key, you know, with some of the things, when you're talking about a quarterback situation, we feel like we got something to build around, and just some key players at other positions. You know, we think we got at least one guy that can get after the quarterback that other teams have to fear. So, you know, some of the pieces are starting to fall in place, but, yes, we got to continue to build, but it's not going to be a complete makeover.
Jack, over here, Bruce McGowan, KGO Radio. Just, first of all, welcome to the Bay Area,
Thank you, Bruce.
And just curious, Annie, Killian, and both Jerry McDonald talked a little bit about history. And I just wondered if you could tell a story or two about your experience going to the Oakland Coliseum, because a lot of us locals used to go to games and were lucky enough to cover those great teams in the 70s. And what was it like for us?
Trying to hold back. I don't want to get emotional up here, man.
As a high school kid, though, I mean, Phil Villapiano or yeah. Ted Hendricks or these guys who?
Well, you know, there are a lot of great moments. I mean, one that I talked about earlier was, you know, and I may have gotten the score wrong. I'm not sure. I didn't research it. But I remember there being a game where we needed a touchdown. George Blanda, who was largely retired as a quarterback and mostly a place kicker at the time, comes off the bench, puts his helmet on, leads the team down the field for a touchdown to win. I just remember how fired up we were leaving the stadium. That was just one of those moments. I remember, you know, Mark Van Egan running behind Upshaw and Shell and Casper on the left. And, you know, I remember, you know, great defense, you know, and just John Madden with the short sleeve, you know, button down with the tie, you know, flying in the wind, and you know, I just remember those are memories. So I was fortunate enough to go as a kid, and you know, got to play here in a high school championship game, you know, and won the championship here and played well. And so there are a lot of great memories, and they come flooding back. It's an awesome place. It's a treat to be back. It's an honor to be back.
Guy Haberman, 95.7 The Game, and this is a two-part. Firstly, for Mark, was it important at all to you to ask players what they were looking for in a coach, and if not, why not? And separately from that, Jack, what did John Madden ask of you during the interview process?
It was definitely important for me to talk to some of the players just to get some of their input on where they thought the organization was, where the team was, and what the team was needing. I definitely used their input in my thought process.
Go ahead, and then on John Madden. He was a part of it, you know. It was an honor to have John Madden be a part of that process. You're talking about a tremendous coach, a tremendous human being who is heavily interested in the Raiders being great. I think, you know, Mark obviously talked to John about him being a part of that process, and it was a treat, because you're talking about one of the all-time great Raiders and a guy who saw and led some of the all-time great teams, and for him to be a part of that process and share insights and tell stories, and it was an honor. It was awesome.
Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune again. The last 3 years, besides all the losses, there's been a lot of real one-sided losses where the Raiders have tended to let games get away, like 24 times of 10 or more points. Is that the kind of mental toughness thing that, I mean, is that part of mental being mentally tough, keeping games close and competing?
Well, I think it can show up in certainly if that's occurring, that can be a part of it. I don't really know that it benefits anybody to get into specifics about some of the things that weren't, you know, that didn't go well. I think the biggest thing is that we, you know, we have a really solid vision on where we want to go and the things that we need to do. And I think we're going to spend our energy really on focusing on the things that we can do, you know, to be as good as possible. And, you know, there is, you know, if you just look at our game last year, you know, we were close to the end of the first half, and it was, I want to say, 10-6, and Oakland was ahead and had the ball, you know, and to see how that game got away. You know, there are some lessons to be learned there. You know, there's some things that can be learned there, and hopefully we can teach and instill confidence in our guys that to understand how you, when you win some of these situations, you can be in a ball game. You can have a chance to win some of those, and then you gain confidence as you go from doing that.
Jack, Ron Salsig from the Alameda Sun. Welcome home.
Hey, Ron. Thank you.
When you were with Denver, I understand that you played the Raiders twice in the last couple of years. When you were preparing defenses for those teams, is there anything that you saw there that might have brought you here today?
Well, there were definitely things that I saw, definitely experiences that I had and that we had in those games. I would say that, you know, the knowledge of the division is a positive. As far as specifics that I saw in those games that brought me here, I don't know if that really fits. I'm trying to make it work, but I. you know, the bottom line is this is a great opportunity to join a great organization in a division that I do know, and I'm looking forward to getting started.
Felicia Purcell for Sports in the Bay. Welcome home. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you had a chance to follow any of the Oakland teams at all? And
I'm following the Warriors right now.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And can you describe the feeling that you had, or do you recall the first Raiders Super Bowl win?
Yes, on all of that. And the Golden State Warriors winning in 76. 75? Okay. Darn it. I've been saying that my whole life, the wrong year. I've been saying it with pride, too. Nobody's ever corrected me. So, yes, no question that I'm not going to try another year because I'm not going to get it wrong. But I have – oh, that's where I got the 76. Yeah, I was thinking Raiders. Okay. But it the bottom line is it was a time as a young man to grow up where, you know, during those mid-70s, there were tremendous sports teams in the city led by the Raiders. But you had the A's playing well, the Warriors playing well, and the Raiders obviously playing very well. And they're really, you know, the Warriors are playing pretty good right now, and here come the Raiders. Well, great sense of pride. That's what we feel as a community. I take great pride in the performance of the Bay Area teams. I mean, in particular, the East Bay, and so I'm an East Bay guy. You can't be one or the other. I mean, you have to be one or the other. You can't be both. Don't tell me you're both. I don't want to hear you're both. So I'm an East Bay guy, and have always been an East Bay guy. So,
Jack, Josh Jabal from APA again. So I'm wondering, what impressions have you gotten from what you've seen of Khalil Mack so far, and how excited are you to be able to build a defense around a guy like that?
He's an impressive young man. He was a tremendous talent coming out in the draft. He's off to a solid start. I think, for him and for all the young players, for all the players, period. You know, it's about putting in the work. There's no shortcut to being really good. There's no shortcut to being a great player. You have to earn it. You have to work at it. You have to sharpen your skills. You have to, work on your conditioning. You have to be a great teammate and not just be good yourself, but lead people around you. And so I'm really excited to get to work and get started building with him.
Hey, Coach. Scott Reese, KTVU, Fox Channel 2. You said earlier that the 3 years in Denver as a coordinator gave you some perspective.
Sure.
I was wondering if maybe you could just elaborate on that a bit and let us know how you're a better head coach now for not being a head coach the last 3 years.
Yeah. There's just things that you see from an assistant coach perspective that you don't often see as a head coach. You know, it's a different perspective. You're looking at the room from a different view. And going back and getting that again reminded me of some of the things that, as an assistant, you need to be successful. And some of the do's and don'ts. You know, you don't always learn because it's great and you got it all figured out. A lot of times you learn because there's a mistake being made and you see how it was handled and you make a note and say, okay, if this comes up, I'd like to handle it a little better. And so from some of those experiences, I think, and having that perspective really helped.
Okay, thank you, everyone. We'll conduct a brief photo opportunity on stage here with Coach Del Rio.
Thank you. I'm fired up, man. I had to stay away from someone. It gets me emotional.
Hey, Tony. Tony?
You get me emotional talking about this.
Hey, Coach.
Where do you want
him? MD, you can't get too far.
I know.
Thanks for sharing with us.
Aaron, bring her in.
Yep, ready for her? All righty.
Come on in. Come on, baby, looking good.
Right here. Rich, hold that up. Corner up. Okay. There we go. Right here. You happy, guys?
By the way, the silver looks awful bright today.
You stay right there. So right there. Right here. Right at me.
Jack, can you look right here?